This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil. A representative for Kyiv has urged the United Nations top court to order Russia to halt its devastating invasion of Ukraine at a hearing snubbed by Russia. The Ukrainian representative told judges at the International Court of Justice that Russia must be stopped and the court has a role to play in stopping it. Russia's seat at the Great Hall of Justice and the court's Peace Palace headquarters were empty for the hearing into Ukraine's request for the court to order Moscow to end its attack. The International Court of Justice has scheduled 2 days of hearings into Ukraine's request for its judges to order Russia to halt its invasion. A decision is expected on the request within days. Russia announced yet another ceasefire in a handful of humanitarian corridors to allow civilians to flee Ukraine. Previous such measures have fallen apart, and Moscow's armed forces continue to pummel some Ukrainian cities with rockets on Monday. A day earlier, hundreds of thousands of civilians attempting to flee to safety were forced to shelter from what Ukrainian officials said was Russian shelling in cities in the center, north, and south. The Russian Defense Ministry said a ceasefire would start in the morning and safe passages would open for civilians from several cities, but some of the evacuation routes would funnel civilians toward Russia or its ally Belarus. Most of the world is shunning Russian President Vladimir Putin since Russia invaded Ukraine, but one world leader notably is not. French President Emmanuel Macron is keeping an open line of communication. His diplomatic efforts to prevent the war failed, but Macron has not given up. The two men have spoken 4 times since Russian forces attacked Ukraine on February 24th. The most recent call was on Sunday. They focused on the safety of Ukraine's nuclear plants. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News. China's foreign minister on Monday called Russia Beijing's most important strategic partner amid its continued refusal to condemn the invasion of Ukraine. Wang Yi told reporters ties with Moscow constituted one of the most crucial bilateral relationships in the world, adding, no matter how perilous the international landscape, we will remain our strategic focus on to promote the development of comprehensive China-Russia partnership in the new era. China has broken with the U.S., Europe, and others that have imposed sanctions on Russia after its invasion of Ukraine. It says Washington is to blame for the conflict in Ukraine. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has begun a lightning visit to 3 Baltic states that are increasingly on edge as they watch Russia press ahead with its invasion of Ukraine. The former Soviet republics of Latvia, Lithuania, and Estonia are all members of NATO, and Blinken aims to reassure them of the alliance's protection in the event Russia chooses to expand its military operations to other neighboring countries. Memories of Soviet occupation are still fresh in the Baltics, and since the invasion of Ukraine last month, NATO has moved quickly to boost its troop presence in the eastern flank allies, while the U.S. has pledged additional support. The death toll from COVID-19 eclipsed 6 million Monday, underscoring that the pandemic, now in its 3rd year, is far from over. The milestone is the latest tragic number and a reminder of the unrelenting nature of the pandemic, even as people are shedding masks, traveling, and resuming, and businesses are reopening around the globe. The last 1 million deaths were recorded over the last 4 months, according to a tally compiled by Johns Hopkins University. That's slightly slower than the previous 1 million, but it still highlights that many countries are still struggling with the coronavirus. China is seeing a new surge in COVID-19 cases across the vast country, despite its zero-tolerance approach to dealing with the outbreaks. The mainland reported 214 new cases of infection on Monday and reported over the previous 24 hours. The southern province of Guangdong, which borders Hong Kong, reported the most cases at 69. Hong Kong has been recording tens of thousands of cases per day. No new cases were reported in Beijing, which was largely back to normal. In his annual report to the national legislature Saturday, the premier said China needs to constantly refine epidemic containment, but gave no indication Beijing may ease its zero-tolerance strategy. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.